the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 659 in our original It's Your Business series. You know what? This is really a show I've been looking forward to. We're located at MB Haskett's at 324 South Phillips, an ideal coffee shop and restaurant to talk downtown Sioux Falls for the Sculpture Walk and about downtown Sioux Falls in general, which has an incubator program for subsidizing some rent for new businesses. Plus, we'll have members of our It's Your Business family stop in, join us as well for coffee and a little bit of a treat. But we start the show with a guy that I saw early this morning. He hasn't grown any hair since I saw him on television. Jim Mathis is president of the Sculpture Walk and the president of EdWorks. He joins us. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, the first thing the news guy said, tell us about the big T. Sonus Rex. Because they're hearing big things about it, and my grandson would correct me as to what it really is.
Right. Well, there is a Tyrannosaurus Rex sculpture that will be part of Sculpture Walk this year. It's going to be in the block, kind of across the street from the diner, in that block there. And it's actually been produced by an 18-year-old artist out of Milbank by the name of Paige Frazee. And it's going to be really cool. We think that the kids will absolutely love this piece.
We're going to be talking with a couple of the artists in this hour. I just had a chance to visit with Rick, and he's been here 5 weeks. Says he's not homesick this time. So that's going to be fun to visit with him as to what he has to say. But the public needs to kind of know the schedule. Can you set it out? Because the clock is now running.
Absolutely. The artists, Rick, are most of them arriving in Sioux Falls today. We'll have a reception for them this evening, and then bright and early tomorrow morning, we'll start about 5:30. We'll start installing the sculptures here in downtown Sioux Falls. So we'll have 55 pieces installed here up and down Phillips Avenue, Main Avenue, over in the East Bank, and all the way up into Uptown.
Now, why do you get involved? What does this have for you? I know why you're getting involved. It doesn't grow hair,
nope.
but it certainly grows a warmer feel about Sioux Falls.
Absolutely. I think Sculpture Walk has done a lot for the just the community of Sioux Falls. It helps make Sioux Falls a more inviting place. I think when you look at even economic development, the arts play a really big role in that, and it's great that Sculpture Walk can be a part of it. And Sculpture Walk is perfect for everybody. There's something for the art lover and the novice who knows nothing about art but just wants to get a little bit of exposure.
All right. Schedule is 12 to 6 Saturday, 12 to 4 Sunday at right. The Pavilion.
And that is our expo. And the expo, we'll have about 30 artists bringing hundreds of pieces, and a lot of these will be smaller than the pieces that you'll see in Sculpture Walk. They'll be the kind of things that you could buy and put in your home or your garden, and they'll be smaller in size and, of course, a little smaller in price, too. So it's a good opportunity for you to take a little piece of Sculpture Walk home.
And there are opportunities for people to get involved, whether they want to just get their picture taken with an artist, or maybe they want one of the pieces of work.
Absolutely. Just about every piece of sculpture in Sculpture Walk is for sale. If you've got a big enough checkbook, some of the pieces are a few $100s. Some of them are up to $85,000, but we've got lots of pieces available. And if you want to get involved, come down to the expo. There's a chance there that you can meet the artists, talk to them, ask what their inspirations are, talk about the materials they use, ask them how they go about their creative process. And it's a really fantastic opportunity.
All right. You not only have sculptures from sculptors, which is a tough thing to try to remember to say, around Sioux Falls. You have other locations.
Absolutely. Besides downtown Sioux Falls, we also have pieces at USF, University of Sioux Falls. There's 13 pieces over there. There are about 20 pieces at Vera McKinnon. There are a few pieces down at USD. And then there are other sculpture programs around the upper Midwest that we share sculptures with. So in most cases, we'll get the sculpture first, but then next year it may go to Mason City, Iowa, or Eau Claire, Wisconsin, or maybe even up into Canada with other sculpture programs.
So the people that are involved, and Jim Clark, who we kind of described in our blog this morning, if you want to go to Kello AM and kind of read about this, just a couple of lines. Well, in essence, you can't see what we're describing, feel it or taste it. It's much like the bag of goodies that Santa brings once a year in December. You anticipate and know it can bring you joy. If you only believe, then you come downtown and see for yourself. Mr. Sculptor Walk, Jim Clark, puts his elves to work with our 9 to 11 show today, and the real Sculptor Claus worked to make sure that they were giving us the best stuff. Do you like that?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Does that fit Jim?
That does. Jim is hard at work, and he would be here this morning on the air, but he's already working to make sure everything gets set up tomorrow morning, and to make sure that the artists feel welcome when they come to Sioux Falls today.
Shall we bring in our gentleman that's from Belgium this morning?
Absolutely.
And Rick has made his second trip to Sioux Falls, and we got to talking a little bit about the fact that last time he was here, he was a little homesick. He's been here 5 weeks now. His wife has come in. She spent a couple of days with him. But I think you're ready to display something that's going to be even as much fun as the Dreamer, which you had last year.
And we loved the Dreamer that he brought to us last year.
That had the sports flair to it.
Absolutely. It was, for those of you who don't know it by name, you may recognize it as it was the shiny silver man down in front of the State Theater last year. And it was a fantastic sculpture, and I can't wait to see what Rick brings us this year.
All right, so this year, you and your wife were telling me, you told me that your English wasn't good. I told you my Belgian was even worse.
That's right. And Belgian language isn't good because it is Flemish or French. We got not one language. We got two or three languages in Belgium.
All right. So your wife's in town for 2 days, and I see the name of your work is Under Pressure. Is that from your dear wife?
No, certainly not. Under Pressure is actually what I have in my mind, and that means we are born as a free child, but once we out of the mother, the pressure is coming because you have to eat at the clock 3 times. You have to study when you are on school. You must be the best student. If you are on your work, you have to be a president or you have to be whatever, but you must always have the top. So you have the second that you come to be born, you must always be the best. And so there is so much pressure on you. And I ask myself, how long can we hold this pressure? And the globe, so I make a globe, and 2 blocks. And the globe represents all the people in the world. And I make the globe all with two-dimensional figures who present the people. And the blocks are triangles. And these triangles are the pressure that we self give on ourselves. So it's maybe a little bit difficult to understand it in one time, but that's what I want to do with it. And you can see on the block, on the sphere, the sphere is not more a totally beautiful sphere. It is under pressure, so it's gonna be not more the normal sizes of a sphere. He is coming together between, he is sandwiched between the 2 blocks. So that's what I have for this year for here in downtown Sioux Falls.
Jim, when we hear Rick talking about this, he's got a lot of pride. He's got a message. My mind doesn't work that way. Maybe the young man from Milbank with the T. Ronitz Reese on it?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
My grandson's going to kill me. Yes. All right. But you know what I'm saying? They have a mind piece, and they have translated it, regardless of their language, whether it's French or English or Chinese or whatever it might be, into a language that people understand that's universal.
Absolutely. And, you know, the beauty of the art that comes down here is Rick has something in his mind, and all of the artists have something in their mind that they're trying to portray, but it's really up to us as the individuals who view the art to interpret it the way that we want to. So you know, Rick is talking about all the pressures of life that he's portraying in his sculpture, but, you know, what those pressures are different to me, and they're different to you, and they're different to Rick. So each of us will interpret that piece in a little bit different way. And, you know, that's one of the beauties of Sculpture Walk, is we all get to see these things up close and create our own impression.
That's right.
Rick, why Sioux Falls? What do you see about Sioux Falls that you like?
Well, first, I came here last year because there was a relative from us was in Europe, and they visit her roots. And the roots, they are in our town. And so we meet each other, because we didn't know that she lived here. And she told us about there is a beautiful sculpture walk in Sioux Falls. So we had never been in US before last year. And I send a mail to Jim Clark. So then I give my picture of the dreamer. And I was selected for the sculpture work of last year. And then we meet another relative of us, Barbara Buselink. And so for this year, I tried to make a bigger sculpture, but the cost of shipping over is too much.
How much does it cost to ship?
For the Dreamer was $4,000.
Oh my.
And if I want to bring over this sculpture for this year, it cost me, I think, $10,000 or $15,000. So that was too much.
So you build it here?
And I build it here, yes. And the husband of Barb is Rick DeSanto, and he is vice president of Lifescape. And that's a non-profit organization for disabilities. And he tell me, you can make it here. We have the spot and the tools. So for me, it was a very exciting moment. And I take it with my two hands, this proposition. So I came over to here, and I make it here in Lifescape. And there were volunteers of Lifescape who helped me to clean up the parts. So we got we worked together on it. It was very, very beautiful to do that. And the guys are very exciting to do that. So we have working together. I was not alone, the artists. They were also the artists, and that's so wonderful here.
Rick, you got a wonderful story to tell, and there is information on the website as to where you can find Rick's work and the others that will be downtown. Can you Absolutely. Tell people how to get to it?
Yep, the website is sculpturewalksiouxfalls.com, and you're absolutely right. We do have the information there, and we encourage you just to come downtown and wander around and take a look at the pieces tomorrow.
Sioux Falls is a sculpture-like city. Imagine that.
That's right.
Who would have thought that? And I'm sure that you spread some good words about Sioux Falls when you go back and travel all the places you do.
Yeah, sure.
We appreciate that. We hope that people will look for Rick and look for Under Pressure that will be on display. They're going up tomorrow morning, bright and early, and we look forward to that. We're going to ask you to come back in the next hour, Jim, if you will. We want to talk a little bit about downtown. We're going to talk about a success story with downtown here in a few minutes. Talk as well with our host. All a part of It's Your Business on location, Sculpture Walk Weekend. Jody Schwan, Sioux Falls Business Journal, has joined us. The cover story of the week is centered around the changing role of real estate agents, what they do and how they do it. Jody, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. That cover story is right in your wheelhouse, isn't it?
Hey, it was a good story. And you've got 600-plus agents in town. What's been the reaction to what you said and maybe the direction people are going to go?
Yeah, you know, I don't think there's probably an industry out there that hasn't been impacted, Bill, by technology in one way or another. So it's probably not surprising that they're seeing that in real estate as well. But when you think about that, the whole process of buying a house has evolved so much in the last several years to the point where many people, I think, sometimes feel like they can do it themselves. I mean, you can search the internet at all hours of the day, look, you know, virtual tours of houses even, huge photo galleries. So there's a lot of tools at a buyer or even a seller's disposal that just never existed before. And what that has meant for real estate agents is they've had to find new ways to add value. And, you know, one of the ways they're doing that, I think they probably always did some of this, but they're really honing in on that role of counselor. So they're trying to get at why are you buying or selling, or how would a new property fit best with your lifestyle. And so I think that is one way that they're finding some success. But they're also kind of turning the tables on technology, and there are some great new technological ways that agents are connecting with buyers, to the extent that, you know, they've even got new, pretty cool, I thought, mobile applications out there. They'll send you a news alert when a house that might fit your specification comes on the market. And there's just all sorts of interesting ways that agents can monitor what buyers are up to and better hone in on what they might want in a house. So I bet you it's only going to keep evolving like all technology does. But it was kind of interesting to take a look at where things sit today.
We're going to visit with downtown Sioux Falls and what's going on down here. I know that's a story you've been working, particularly the subsidy renting for 18 months. And when we talk with Brent, she's going to mention they have six applications already.
They do. They've had some great initial response and are actually moving along in the process, I think, with a couple of their applicants. So stay tuned for more on that. But there's just a lot going on, Bill, in every segment of downtown this year. They're working on a new long-range plan for the area that will look out over the next decade. So I'm excited to see what becomes of that. And then you've just got a lot of current development going on in all areas of downtown, from the south, where there's a new townhouse project coming on the market, to the north. I just went through the new Phillips Lofts yesterday. They're coming along really nicely. And then, of course, the East Bank has had all kinds of good momentum going on. Great little indicator of that, but I think it sends a big message. Even the Art and Wine Walk going on tonight, I looked at the list of participating artists, and I was really impressed. I mean, there are a lot of artists that are going to be displaying their work, hopefully talking to potential customers tonight. And I don't know that that would have been the case 10 years ago. I think we've really grown that segment, not just of downtown, but of the community as a whole. And that's great to see, too. There are a lot of positive economic indicators that spin off from something like that.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Bill.
And Bren is with us. Bren Manor, who is the Downtown Sioux Falls Communication Membership Manager. Jody was talking about with interest the six that have showed some interest as far as the subsidy and the renting. What do people have to go through to qualify for a position down here?
Sure. So the program is called the Downtown Sioux Falls Retail Incubator Program. And what it entails is that any business that would be interested needs to be primarily a retail. They have to have a business plan, and they have to agree to a three-year lease in downtown Sioux Falls. And to incentivize that, we would be subsidizing for 18 months. They would also have to agree to some training that we would provide, as well as be partnered with a mentor, a business mentor. So we really want to give them the tools they need to succeed so they will thrive in this market in downtown Sioux Falls.
Types of business that you think would thrive?
Sure. You know, we get a lot of feedback. You know, we're actually in the middle of a market analysis at the moment. But what I've heard, shoe stores, obviously the boutiques are thriving down here. Lot 2029 just opened up, and they're doing very well. Just, you know, specific needs such as that. So like a shoe store is a big one we've heard.
I got to visit with Bren yesterday morning. She was making her circuit. I think she completed the circuit and the cycle with our little Kiwanis Daybreak Club out at the original Pancake House. But you kind of shared with them some of the other things that were going on this weekend, the trolley, a few of the other things that people in downtown Sioux Falls or people coming in say, how safe is it? And you had a pretty good answer.
Sure. So we have a wonderful partnership with the Sioux Falls Police Department. And as of recent, they did announce that they will have specific downtown Sioux Falls police liaisons assigned to our beat 24 hours a day. And in during event season especially, you'll see a lot of bike patrol and foot patrol in downtown Sioux Falls. So they've really stepped it up, and we're just kind of trying to keep on top of it. It's not necessarily that there is a safety issue in downtown, but we definitely want to make sure that people feel safe.
You know, and this kind of an event, the Sculpture Walk, which is kind of Christmas in May, as we kind of described it this morning, is a big deal.
Yes.
The headline in the paper this morning talked about the trolley, but you already got somebody in line that has an interest in doing that, which tells me if you got private business that's interested in doing it, it's probably a pretty good idea.
Yes. You know, and the stance that we're taking is that the trolley needs to stay in downtown Sioux Falls. It's a staple of downtown. It really kind of, it's an iconic figure of downtown Sioux Falls. So we're doing everything we can. We're doing our part to make sure that that goes into place, hopefully by the end of the month. It's going to be a quick turnaround.
Now, you haven't just been downtowning Sioux Falls. You did 2 or 3 years of the Jazz Fest.
I
noticed on the sign today, 78 days till Jazz Fest. So people are already looking ahead.
Definitely. You know, and speaking of events and festivals, we have quite a few of our own happening. So today is First Friday, and tonight we have the Art and Wine Walk, which goes from 5 to 9. You can purchase a $15 wristband, which will get you a wine sample at all 22 locations. There are 33 artists that will be on location at all of the different locations in downtown Sioux Falls. It's a fabulous time. There's also all kinds of other events going on. Sales, come downtown tonight. It's going to be rocking.
Bren Maynor with downtown Sioux Falls. You're coming back with Jim
at
the top of the 10 o'clock hour. We got some people that are going to talk about this, a success story from downtown.
Great.
With a real hope, you know, which makes that work. She knew that was
Perfect.
Coming. And we're also going to share another story of a guy that's watched out his window for all 11 years. Oh. He's been downtown 16 years. As to what he sees, the kind of people, and the experience it has.
Wonderful.
So stick around.
Yep.
Make yourself comfortable here this morning. We're at MB Haskett's, and they're certainly making us feel comfortable here. More and more people coming in, and it's all a part of the Sculpture Walk 2014. Location this morning at the Sculpture Walk. As everything is setting up, we're on Phillips. We're at MB Haskett's. We also talked with 2029, a new business that just opened. Really excited about all of that. But I need to share with you the Comfort King, as I do on the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday shows. Comfort King, to me, is a factory. They created a way that my wife, Carolyn, can get a good night's sleep. She can do what she needs to do with the bed as far as A, B, or C. Does she want to sit up? Does she want to lay back? Does she want a massage? To me, that's the importance of zero gravity. I need to be able to come in and face Paul and Jesse this morning and be able to ask them decent questions. And the secret to that is either good food or it might be getting a good night's sleep. I got a good night's sleep, so these two better be wary. I'm ready for them this morning, and we're going to talk a little business. Try Comfort King, the factory. It's perfect for you. Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota, is in downtown Sioux Falls, and you're always talking about, we do talk good businesses.
We do. I love talking great business.
But we do have some shams and scammers out there.
We do.
Me a little crazy.
Yes.
And you have sent me a note that says May begins National Moving Month.
It does.
How does that feel?
Well, you know, it has been a long, cold winter, and we have heard that housing is a little off because of how crazy the winter was. Well, now things are really stepping up. And to that point, May is National Moving Month. And as I say that, my niece and nephew-in-law are relocating here from San Antonio, Texas. Their moving truck is showing up in just a few hours. So it just shows you things are alive and well. But last year, we had almost 2 million inquiries into movers across the United States. And the sad part of that is we had 9,300 complaints. So the key to really picking the right moving company is research, research, research. Check them out online. There's a lot of licensing that goes with movers that move you across the country. So make sure they've got the right licensing. Make sure they have their interstate permits. And the great thing about going online with the BBB is you can send a message right to an accredited business and say, contact me. And the reason you want an accredited business for a moving company is if you do have some complaints, then you've got a place to start with some action. So I'm telling you, research is the key. Get three really written estimates. And, you know, moving is one of those things that it is might be worth taking the insurance and the extra coverage on. So, again, read the contract, read all the fine print, find out if they break your big screen TV, is it covered? Because, you know, those things are pretty fragile. But again, know your rights. And there are some government websites that can help you, moving.org. And, of course, we're always going to send you to BBB.org.
Makes sense to me. And how do they reach you?
Well, they can reach us locally by giving us a call at 271-2066 and or to go online at BBB.org.
We have 32 sculptors in town this weekend. We probably ought to pass along the moving information to them because they probably are going to want to come to Sioux Falls.
They got, absolutely. But they got some high-test movers working on these deals. They're no laughing matter installing these big monsters. So it's
a
great
day. I'm talking about them moving here permanently.
Oh, yeah. Belgium, we need him to move to Sioux Falls, don't we?
I know. You could work something out with him.
Absolutely. We got him covered.
Jesse Schmidt, one of my favorites. Always good to visit with her.
Have a great weekend.
Paul DeJong, Landscape Garden Center on South Minnesota, is a big supporter of Sioux Falls, and even though he's an Iowa boy who came west, things are good.
Yes, they certainly are. I think I've officially been here well over 30 years now, so I guess that I still have some memories of Iowa, but I could be considered a South Dakota older boy now.
You have a big open house this weekend. We're going to talk more in our next hour with Sam about what you do, how you do it. But you got some courses people are going to want to know about this weekend.
Yes, we certainly do. One thing, you know, landscaping and outdoor gardening and a lot of things have gotten very high test now. But I always say you go back to the basics. And seed starting is truly a miracle. You know, you start with a package of seeds and you can feed the family or the neighborhood with that. And we're going to have some seed starting seminars by Mary Storo, who sells produce in the summer by our storefront. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, it's a big weekend. It's a chance to share some hot dogs. You got soda, popcorn as well for $1. Families always want to know about that. They could do the sculpture walk, go on down to Landscape Garden.
That's correct, and the weather's supposed to be really work out to our advantage. And, you know, we're coming upon that time of year. Do you plant your garden plants outside yet or not? I tend to think you're going to have to watch the weather closely, but, you know, it is May now. It was the 1st of May yesterday, so it's certainly a great time of year.
You know, I had a chance to run into you at Callaway's with my wife. She wanted to know who that impressive man was that knew all about gardening but hadn't been to the Redwoods.
No, I have not.
She felt very bad about that.
You know, that is my goal. I told my wife she's got to start shopping there. On my bucket list is to see the California Redwoods. And, of course, being in this business, that's a must-see. So I'm hoping maybe in September we'll take a trip out there.
Isn't it interesting that today we're starting to talk your open house and we're talking the sculpture walk and if somebody clicked a button, we have sunshine and we're now thinking not winter but spring and summer.
Right, you know, and everybody's ready for that. You know, we've all heard a lot of complaints about what a long winter, and of course this week was very cool and we did get a little rain, so things are going to start greening up now. And it's cool enough you can still take advantage of multiple things, potted trees and shrubs, but also take a look at our bare root cellar yet as well.
Kind of questions you're getting right now with the kind of year that we've had. I'm sure that it's a mixed bag, people not knowing what to expect. At least we didn't have the winter spring of 2013.
That's correct. We've actually had quite a nice spring. We haven't had as many warm days as we would have liked, but still kind of the norm for South Dakota. But we've been having a lot of problems, or a lot of questions, per se, not problems. But wondering if their trees are alive, which it's pretty early. It's been pretty cool, so now we have to have a little patience. I assume now in the next week or two we'll have the phone calls. Well, my yard is turning yellow with dandelions. What do I do? So.
And you would tell them?
Yes, we certainly do. But the nice thing we're coming into now, we're in the next week or so again, you'll start mowing your yard. But with the cooler, wet temps now, make sure you're waiting till the proper time so you're not mowing when it's too wet, so you're compacting that soil.
That's the question my wife always asks. When do you really start mowing? Right now, the grass is getting large at our place, and Gillespie's out in Hartford as our lawnmower. Should we be getting the neighbor young man to come by and cut it, or can we let it continue to grow?
I would say you're getting real close. I would say a lot of lawn mowing is going to start taking place the next week or so. You know, it keeps that grass from getting matted down. A good old garden rake works, or a spring tooth rake works good to fluff it up too. But I would say the mowers are going to start buzzing in the neighborhoods in the next week or so.
We're going to have Sam Keiser join us next hour. And he, of course, is a certified arborist. He's been able to provide some information as a consultant for some of the people that utilize landscape.
Yes, we certainly do. And I just talked to him briefly again too. I have a client or friend that has a stand of quite mature spruce. And, you know, of course, I troubleshoot a lot of trees, but sometimes, just like in the medical world, we need to reinforce each other's knowledge to say, hey, what do you think? What's the best treatment? What's the best option? Because it all comes down to how can we, the best long-term benefits for the trees and the homeowner.
Your open house this weekend, the hours?
Yes, Saturday it'd be 9 to 5. We're expecting quite a busy day. Saturday, 11 to 5. And then now next week, and we have that this week, we'll start staying open weekdays till 8 p.m.
All right. Paul DeJong, Landscape Garden Center, will be back with us next hour. Sam is enjoying a cup of coffee. You want to do that? We got a little business to do before we come back. It's nice to see you, and maybe we'll go back to Callaway's one of these times.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Paul DeJong, one of our favorites, Landscape Garden Center. When we come back, we're going to visit a little bit with Adam Scott, Golf Addiction, and get you ready for our 10 o'clock hour, all a part of the big sculpture walk this weekend in downtown Sioux Falls.
If you've had an orthopedics injury, you don't want to wait days or weeks to be seen. You want to get answers as quickly as possible. Call Dr. Tim Lee Burton at Specialty Orthopedics today, and you'll see Dr. Lee Burton within a day, just that fast, within one day. You're not seeing this when you go to some of the orthopedic walk-in clinics. You see a mid-level or you see an assistant. Well, they're knowledgeable, but they're not doctors. Dr. Lee Burton is an orthopedic surgeon. You can see him within a day, so there's no waiting for a week or 10 days to get a diagnosis. You get it quickly, which means you move forward with tests and surgery all that much faster if they're needed. Dr. Lee Burton specializes in hand surgery, but he can do all kinds of orthopedic surgery as well as general orthopedic care. Call him today. You can be seen tomorrow. 275-5560. 275-5560. Don't put it off. Today is the day to do it. Call Dr. Tim Lee Burton at Specialty Orthopedics or go to sfspecialtyorthopedics.com.
Severe weather won't announce its arrival, but we will. We're your weather station. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Adam Scott, Golf Addiction, has joined us. Adam's out at 57th and Marion. We're downtown with a sculpture walk set up, and both are a sure sign of spring, Adam.
Yes, and that's why I'm out enjoying the day at Willow Run Golf Course, Bill.
And your good friend Dave Austad is doing a fitting out there beginning at 11 o'clock today.
Yes, absolutely, and that should be fun and entertaining to watch and see exactly kind of what the process he goes through would look like. And, you know, with the nicer weather and the atmosphere out here, I mean, I would encourage everybody to try to get off work if you can and get out there and enjoy the course as the weather has turned for us.
And I've noticed that the calendar now says May, and that's a special time at Golf Addiction.
It is. We started yesterday our summer race, and if you haven't heard, hop on our Facebook page or website and or stop in the store. But one of our great offers we have going on right now is that $50 plan. You get unlimited golf for 30 days for signing up for $50. You can schedule a tee time any day of the week and or time of the day. Come in and play and have a blast playing over 50 different golf courses or hunting.
Plus, you got a little bus trip that you're planning that's going to involve some of the great life stops.
Yes, we have the GA Tour, and if you haven't heard, it's going to be a four-course tour on a party bus, playing nine holes at each different golf course. We've only got two team spots left for that that 10-team roster that we'll have at the Golf Addiction. Along with that, on June 7th, we're going to be breaking out the Great Life Indoor-Outdoor Tournament, which will be held at Baker Crossing, playing nine holes at Baker Crossing, nine holes at Golf Addiction. So that'll be coming up as well.
You have some other opportunities, and you do more than golf out at 57th and Marion.
We do. The hunting simulator has been picking up and ramping up, especially with the youngsters, for birthday parties and or people that are have that itch to try something new and come in and play away. There's over 40 different games, and you could golf a bit and or hunt a bit at Golf Addiction.
Adam Scott, part of our golf posse that gets together on Wednesday. I hate to tell you that the leader this week is the guy that won last week.
Do you have him in on your roster, Bill? I don't remember.
I'll bet you don't. How do they reach you, Adam, at Golf Addiction?
Yeah, give us a call, 274-8903. Stop in. We'll inform you a little bit more around the $50 monthly plan that we have going on, along with the summer rate. So get out there and enjoy the day and or come on into Golf Addiction, as it is a bit breezy and chilly out here. You can stay nice and warm at 72 degrees at Golf Addiction.
Adam Scott, one of my favorites. Appreciate you being a part of our It's Your Business family.
Sounds great, Bill. Have a great day.
You bet. Rev, how about the John from Valentino's?
Well, yeah. John's on the phone right now with us, Bill, and I want to talk to John about yesterday, because my dad and my dad's wife and my sister and I, we all came out to the store yesterday, John, and we had such a good time. It's not even funny. I got to tell you, the food was awesome. We sat and reminisced about the old days living back there next door to you. John, the bacon cheeseburger pizza is still best in the world, I got to tell you.
Yeah, we get a lot of people that agree with you, Rev. It's the secret of the sauce and the amount of ingredients and the distribution of, so you're getting a taste of each ingredient in every bite that really makes a difference on that bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, and it's the best by far I've ever had anywhere. You know, I had a huge salad. I had chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy. I had some primavera pasta. I had pizza. I had dessert. I had it all. We all had everything. But today is Fish Friday, right?
Yeah, but you mean you didn't try the ribs yesterday?
No, I didn't try the ribs. I did some of the hot wings, though.
Oh, okay.
Did some of the hot wings.
That's right. I'm sorry. I'm a day off. It was hot wing and hot leg day, talking about chicken, of course.
Uh-huh.
And today, of course, is the fish fry that we've got going on every Friday. Again, it's not something that's prepackaged and goes in the fryer. We actually get the fillets in, come up by hand, and then hand dip them. Came up with a secret way of making that batter lighter and crisper, so it's not greasy.
You know, we had such a good time yesterday there for lunch, and the food is just as good as I always remembered it years ago. And that, you guys should be really proud of the fact that when we walked in, it was still kind of early, a little after 11, and by the time we left, the place was full, and everybody looked like they were just really enjoying themselves.
Yeah, next time we're gonna ask you to stick around and help us out, though. We were really busy yesterday.
Yeah, you were.
We could have used you.
You were pretty busy. I didn't get much of a chance to talk to you.
Yeah.
Let's talk quickly about carryout and your express lunch deals that you've got down there.
Yeah, we've got a really good special in our carryout. It goes Monday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. And basically, you can get just about a lot of the options that are on the buffet. From pastas to spaghetti to lasagna to salads to pizza to soups. And plus you get a soft drink with it. You can also get breadsticks with it. They start at $3.75 and up. And a lot of people have switched from fast food to our express lunches. because they're just as affordable, if not more, and more healthy and more wholesome.
Well, thanks, John. That's great. We had fun yesterday. We're going to talk to you again next hour, and we'll chat some more, okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
Thanks, John, over at Valentino's. Bill, you've got 20 seconds. Wrap it up, buddy.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with the president of the Sculpture Walk and one of the businesses downtown that's seen people come and go for 11 years working on Phillips. All a part of It's Your Business in Hour 2. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for yours.